A proposed on-site power plant for a new Texas AI campus is permitted to emit about 33 million tons of carbon dioxide per year. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. This show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 10th, 2026. That 33 million ton figure is the hook for a bigger conversation about where AI gets its electricity and who pays the environmental cost. A Wall Street Bets poster celebrating a 1,200% gain reminded the forum that headline percentages hide the math. One comment walked through taxes and starting capital, noting that a big percent return only turns into real retirement money after you know the dollar base, the tax rate, and whether the position is repeatable. The thread ran the usual mix of celebration and caution. Takeaway: don't confuse headline returns with life-changing wealth unless you know the numbers behind the percent. Watch this, because social feeds reward percentage stories, not financial planning. In Littleton, Massachusetts, town officials say 5 automated license plate cameras were reactivated by the vendor without notice after the town had asked for them to stay offline. The mayor's office directed council to initiate cancellation of the contract with Flock Safety, and the police chief told residents, "We want to be direct with our community." Those cameras are part of a broader national fight over ALPR networks, with critics warning about surveillance creep and defenders pointing to crime-solving use cases. If you live where these systems are being deployed, the practical question is governance. Who controls the data and who audits access?
Intel filed paperwork for a proposed $15 billion offering of common stock, a straightforward capital raise that would dilute current holders but would supply cash for its manufacturing expansion. The company has argued it needs fresh capital to fund foundry growth and AI chip investments, and investors on message boards split between fearing dilution and welcoming the funding for long-term capacity. Watch this, because how Intel pays for its factories will shape chip supply and investor returns for years. The headline number everybody is talking about, 33 million tons of carbon dioxide per year, comes from a permit tied to a new 7.65 gigawatt AI data center campus in Pecos County, Texas, and the permit covers a bespoke 35-turbine natural gas power plant. Reporting in the New York Times tied the project to a large cloud operator's campus. The company told reporters this on-site generation is meant to not raise electricity costs for Texas families, and a spokesperson was quoted saying, "Simply put, things change over time. What changed is the scale. 7.65 gigawatts is not a row of servers or a single building. It's the power footprint of a small city, and the permit's emissions figure would, if operated up to its limits, make the site one of the largest single sources of carbon dioxide in the United States."
Why would a data center developer choose an on-site gas plant instead of buying renewables or grid power? There are 3 practical drivers, and they matter when you do the math. First, grid access and local capacity. Remote, hyperscale campuses often sit where transmission is thin and building the lines or waiting years for them is expensive. Second, price certainty and reliability. A dedicated plant gives operators predictable latency and round-the-clock power, which matters when you're training massive models that don't pause for weather. Third, regulatory and economic incentives. In some states, the permitting regime and the local market structure can make on-site generation cheaper in the near term than contracting a renewable build-out with storage. Reddit reactions captured that split. Many users on the technology forum reacted with outrage over the climate contrast to the company's long-standing net zero pledges, while other commenters pointed out the blunt economics and the local jobs argument, the same tension that plays out whenever big industrial projects land in rural counties. There are 2 layers of trade-offs policymakers and citizens need to weigh. At the community level, these projects can bring construction jobs, tax revenue, and grid investment. At the planetary level, adding a single point source emitting tens of millions of tons of carbon dioxide reshapes emission inventories and potentially undercuts corporate climate claims that rely on offsets or grid-level greening. Technically, companies can pair on-site fossil generators with long-term renewable deals or carbon removal purchases, but that often means the real-time electricity used to train models remains fossil-backed while offsets smooth corporate accounting. Critics on the technology thread called that greenwashing and urged stricter disclosure about real-time power sourcing. There's also a governance hole that helps explain why this happens. Electric grids, interconnection queues, and permitting processes were not designed for the explosive, constant load that AI training facilities demand. Building transmission is capital-intensive and politically fraught. Developers who want certainty sometimes choose to self-supply. That produces a perverse incentive. The easier path to scale can be the dirtier one. If you care about both innovation and climate, policymakers need to fix the economics of interconnection, speed up permitting for storage plus renewables, and redesign incentive structures so that the cheapest near-term option isn't automatically the highest emission path. The second deep story ties to supply chains rather than the grid. Japan is about to get a big investment in a new advanced sensor fab. Reports say Sony and the giant foundry are planning roughly a 1 trillion yen joint investment, about $6.3 to $6.4 billion, to build a CMOS image sensor plant in Kumamoto, with mass production targeted around 2029 and ownership split reportedly close to 60 to 40. That number matters because image sensors are not niche parts. They're central to smartphone cameras, automotive driver assistance systems, and industrial vision. The factory is being pitched as a way to deepen advanced sensor capacity in Asia while tying design leadership to manufacturing scale.
Put these two projects side by side and a pattern emerges. Massive, long lead capital is flowing into the physical infrastructure that underpins the next wave of computing and sensing. Both the data center and the fab are about scale and control. The campus wants certainty of power and latency for training models. The sensor plant wants control over production to supply a booming market for cameras used in phones, cars, and robotics. Redditors who follow stocks notice this as well. In investor threads, commenters flagged the strategic logic. Companies are less willing to rely on distant suppliers or fragile grids when their core product depends on continuous, high-quality inputs. There are geopolitical and economic angles worth watching. The sensor plant in Japan strengthens a regional semiconductor ecosystem and may attract public support, given Tokyo's recent moves to subsidize advanced manufacturing. That reduces a single country concentration risk, which matters for automakers and phone vendors who need reliable sensor supply. At the same time, building new fabs and data center campuses locks in decades of capital and energy use. Those choices shape not only product roadmaps, but regional economies, emissions trajectories, and even regulatory battles over tax incentives and environmental reviews.
So, what's the practical horizon here? Expect more friction. Communities will push back on visible emissions and surveillance trade-offs. Regulators will be forced to choose between easing interconnection for renewables and permitting carbon-intensive on-site generation. And investors will increasingly treat supply chain and energy risks as core to valuation. Reddit communities are already treating these as investment and ethical flashpoints. Some users calling for tougher disclosure on real-time grid emissions, others urging investors to price in the risk of future carbon regulation or reputational fallout. If you care about tech's future, the real question is not whether capital will flow. It will. But whether policy and market design will steer that capital toward lower carbon infrastructure before the next wave of megaprojects signs permits. Will corporate climate pledges survive the era of hyperscale computing? Or will infrastructure realities force a rewrite of how we value green commitments? This is Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.